Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all top 10 rhythm and blues charting songs from the United States rhythm and blues charts for the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, first up this half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, then the Supremes, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up this half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops and a great song, You Keep Running Away, right here on Motown.
Carry on. 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Diana Ross, One Love Is My Lifetime, reaching number 10 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1976. Before that, The Supremes, a classic. My World Is Empty Without You, number 10 from 1966. We started with the four tops, You Keep Running Away, number 7 from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature all top 10 United States Rhythm and Blues charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson and a song called We're Almost There. Well, We're Almost There was the first release off of Michael Jackson's final Motown album called Forever Michael. The single showcases Michael's tenor more prominently than in previously releases the previous year in 1974. The song is a soul type of kind of ballad song that sparked a departure from the singer's previous material, which kind of included bubblegum pop kind of music. As Jackson's voice matured, Motown found it difficult to find material to suit Jackson, who had sung in a higher voice for most of the duration of his Motown tenure from 1969 through 1975. The song was written by that legendary team of Brian Holland and Eddie Holland Jr. and was produced by Brian Holland. Here is Michael Jackson right here on Motown.
So real when I dream of you.
Robinson with a song called I've Made Love to You a Thousand Times. That reached number 8 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1983. And we started with Michael Jackson, We're Almost There, number 7 from 1975. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature all songs that reached the top 10 status on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts for the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we have two songs left this hour, both of which were recorded and released in 1973. Coming up next, a duet with Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross, You're a Special Part of Me. This song was one of the few originals featured on their famed album called Diana and Marvin, and it was amongst the most successful of the songs the Motown label made, reaching at number 4 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and number 12 on the United States pop charts. Interestingly enough, there were several mixes of this song which have been released. The single mix on the 45, the album mix, the Japanese quadraphonic album mix, and an alternative mix released in 1995 on a CD called Motown Year by Year. The song was written by Harold Johnson, Andrew Porter, and Greg Wright, and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy. Here are Diana and Marvin, right here on Motown Memories. Glastein the Pips, with a song called Daddy Could Swear, I Declare, reached number 2 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1973. Before that, another song from 73, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, You're a Special Part of Me, peaking at number 4. Well, this hour, we featured all top 10 rhythm and blues charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.